When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy, Calvin, the new trader. It's your friend, Calvin, the disciplined trader. We're speaking that thing into existence. Welcome back to the Forex Beginner Podcast. Listen, today we're going to talk about time frames, all right? What time frame is the best time frame? Should you use all time frames? We're going to get into this conversation because this is something that I think we all need to understand. And this is something that we all need to put into perspective for our situation, all right? So we're talking about time frames today. What is the best time frame for you to trade in the foreign exchange market? Let's get into it.
You're listening to the Forex Beginner Podcast with Calvin, the new trader. On this podcast, you'll get daily motivation, encouragement, and Forex trading tips as Calvin, the new trader, shares his journey with you.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy, Calvin, the new trader, checking in for another Grand Slamming episode. This is the Forex Beginner Podcast, bringing you that daily motivation, daily inspiration, and trading tips as you work your way to becoming a consistently profitable Forex trader and, of course, disciplined trader. Welcome, welcome, and welcome. What's happening, people? Reporting live from beautiful, sunny Florida. It's a beautiful day, beautiful time to be alive, and, of course, amazing time to be a Forex trader. Today, we're going to talk about time frames. Now, this is a conversation, of course, that we talk about a lot in terms of our trading conversations with other traders. And when we're looking at traders online, we tend to ask, hey, what time frame do you use? What time frame do you take your entries on? And so I wanted to talk about that. I've talked about that in the past, but I definitely want to bring that back up. What time frame should you use? What time frame is best to take entries? What time frame is most profitable? All right. Well, all of those questions have one answer. And that answer is whatever time frame works best for you. And this is the truth, right? Now, currently, the way I trade, I only trade one time frame, the 15-minute time frame. I used to only trade a 30-minute chart. I then went up to the one-hour chart, but now I'm back to just a 15. And let me tell you this, it's going to change in time, right? So some seasons of life, you know, you want to be on a 15-minute chart. Another season in life, you may want to be on a 30-minute chart, or you may go down to the 5-minute chart. That does change in time. It just depends on what's happening with the market. It also depends on your ability to be available, or how fast you want to take profits, or how long you want to be in a trade, or how long you want to wait for a trade to develop. All of that stuff is dependent upon you. Okay. But the fact is, you don't have to limit yourself to one time frame like I do, nor do you have to use all time frames that other traders who are successful do, right? We hear a lot of traders talking about top-down analysis and all of that stuff. Well, listen, that is great for those traders, right? Because that is something that they're brought into, that's something that they're invested into, that is something that they're confident with. But if you prefer to just get in and out of the market, you're a scalper, you spend maybe 2 hours in the market a day, whatever the case may be, one time frame may be best for you. 30 minute, 1 hour, 15 minute, 5 minute, whatever. Now, how I approach the market is I approach the market on the 15 minute chart. I look at a 15 minute chart. I mark up my chart. I have a bias or an idea of where I think price should go. And I just wait to see if my idea is valid. The market will let me know if my idea is valid, all right? And if it's valid, I take the entry once my entry indicator pops up. And if my entry indicator never pops up, I just don't take the trade and move on to the next day. Simple as that. But that is what works for me. Now, typically with scalpers, okay, if you are a scalper, it is very, very important that the lower time frames may be more of how you get down, all right? Because a scalper's personality is getting in and out of the market, not staying in the market too long, right? Maybe you're in tops an hour, hour and a half, you know what I mean? But you definitely don't want to be sitting in trades for a long time as a scalper. Now, if you're more intraday, you're a day trader, meaning you'll hold a trade throughout the day, then maybe you can hang out on the hour chart, right? Because you're holding trades for hours, you know, throughout the day. So that's fine, right? Or maybe you want to use a 4-hour chart, okay? Those things are available to you. But understanding who you are as a trader, understanding your patience level, and just understanding what's the best way for me to keep this simple. That's important too. You got to keep it simple, because if you don't have simplicity in your trading and you see somebody else doing a top-down analysis, and what a top-down analysis is, it's going from the daily chart, or maybe you start at the weekly or the monthly, and then you come down time frame. So you go from, you know, let's just say the daily, then you come to the 4-hour. Then you go from the 4-hour, you go to the 1-hour, and then from the 1-hour, you go to the 30-minute, right? That's a top-down analysis. You're looking at major time frames, working your way down, getting an idea of what the market's doing to make your educated guess on where it should go next, right? For me, I used to trade that way. I tried trading that way. It's too complicated, too much stuff going on. I needed to keep it simple. So sticking to one time frame, it was simplistic for me. It was better for me. And it allows me to get in and out of the market and go on about my day. So what time frame works best for you? What do you think would be best with your patience level? What do you think would be best with your personality as a trader? Are you more in and out type trader, or are you willing to hold a trade throughout the day, right? Or are you a swing trader holding a trade for days, weeks, maybe even months, right? Whatever you feel works best for you is what you need to do. All right. But it all works. I'm telling you, it all works, right? And it really comes down to not trying to control where the market is going next. That's really what it boils down to. Not trying to control where the market's going next. Just understanding that, yo, I don't know where the market's going next. And that's okay. That is okay that I don't know where the market's going next. It's really okay. And I'm willing to live with the results of that. And that's what it boils down to. A lot of people don't like using one time frame because they want to try to be in control of the market. They want to try to know everything the market could possibly do before they take an entry. And that's just impossible. So just understand your personality, type of trader you may be or may not be, and just keep it simple. If doing a top-down analysis is simple for you, do it by all means. If one time frame is best and more simple for you, definitely do that by all means. Whatever works for you. And never allow anybody to tell you that what works for you isn't right. Because if it works for you, it's right. Simple as that. And you just got to make sure you stay consistent and let the results speak for itself. That's it. All right. Hey, it's your boy Calvin, a new trader. Listen, if you are a trader, you're on your journey, and sometimes you get lonely. Sometimes you feel like family don't understand, your friends or your day ones don't really understand this journey. They're not interested in actually consistently going after this the way you are. You're serious about this. You're locked in. This is what you want to do for the rest of your life. You want to be a trader. But you need some support. And sometimes it gets a little, you know, gets a little lonely. Well, check out Calvin's Forex Growth Group. It's a growth group that I created around growth. We are a group of traders that are not perfect. We're growing. We don't have it all figured out, but we're committed to the journey. And we lift each other up. We hold each other accountable. And we're building community around the skill set. And we have weekly calls that is hosted live by me. So you will be able to connect with me, talk with me, ask questions, comments, share with me what's going on in your journey, get some feedback from myself and other traders. Once you get access to the group, you'll also have access to other traders in our private Telegram chat. And you'll get access to over 160 videos of me going through different strategies, other Q&A calls that we've recorded and hosted, so much material in the portal as well. You'll get access to that. And then soon we're going to start doing live trading, where I'm going to be trading live about 3 days out of the week where I see setups. And you'll get access to jump on those Zoom calls, those private calls, and trade with me live as well. So all of that stuff is included in Calvin's Forex Growth Group. And we just want to be a resource to help propel your journey. We're definitely not going to be the only resource to help you reach your goals. We just want to be a step in the right direction toward propelling you to your goals. And support is needed. And that's what we provide. All right. So we look forward to catching you on our next Q&A call in the growth group. And it's a one-time fee. You have access for a lifetime. There's no monthly payments at all because we don't want to be a burden. You know what I mean? We just want serious people that are serious about the skill set, that are focused and that are determined. We just want to gather those people together for the betterment of growth. All right. So if you're interested, visit www.calvinthenewtrader.com or click the link in the description. And I look forward to catching you on our next Q&A call. All right. Holla at you later. Peace. Thank you for listening to the Forex Beginner Podcast. If today's episode helped you in any way, please click follow on whatever platform you're currently listening to this episode on. That way, you never miss another episode. And if you need help on your trading journey, looking to get connected with a group of like-minded individuals that are focused and determined on reaching success in Forex, and get access to the trading strategies that I have used to get funded with multiple prop firm accounts, join us in Calvin's Forex Growth Group. It's a one-time fee and you get access for a lifetime.